Yesterday, the RNC, the Republican National Convention, kicked off in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, officially making Donald Trump the Republican Party nominee for president. And while he's not speaking until Thursday, the culmination of the convention, he did make quite an emotional appearance to a hero's welcome.
Welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
A visibly emotional Donald Trump, a side of him that we have never seen, almost in tears, knowing that his life came less than an inch from being taken from him. Undoubtedly feeling the weight of the country, much of the world, on his shoulders. Knowing that billions of people are praying for him and counting on him to defeat communism here in America and restore our republic. But here he is making his way up to the VIP box. And take a look who is there. Tucker Carlson. Byron Donalds. Donald Trump Jr., his VP pick, which was announced yesterday, J.D. Vance. And did you notice anything different about the Secret Service agents who are escorting him out into the arena? Thankfully, he opted out of the DEI hires this time. Check my previous two videos in case you missed them, but even if you did, you probably heard that one of the reasons Donald Trump's life came within an inch of being lost is because of the diversity hires running the Secret Service. And because the GOP is usually just 10 years behind the Democrat Party, there was plenty of diversity to kick off the convention yesterday, like this Sikh prayer being sung.
Tum pe ardas jiyo pind sab teri ras Tum mat pita hum barak tere Tum...
Okay, I'm sorry. I have the utmost respect for Harmeet Dhillon, but could we please just keep the multicultural mishmash to a minimum? Another one of the featured speakers last night was Amber Rose, best known for being a floozy in the rap industry. Literally just a model who dates rappers, which I guess strategically might have been a good idea because, well, nobody at the convention knows who the heck she is. And nobody watching the convention knows. She does have 24 million followers on Instagram and is very popular in the hip-hop world, so I guess she could take her speech and upload it on her Instagram account and try to wake up the mentally enslaved masses.
Now, you may be wondering why I'm up here telling you this. I'm no politician, and I don't want to be, but I do care about the truth. And the truth is that the media has lied to us about Donald Trump.
Wow. Tell us something we don't know. Donald Trump's like, the things I gotta do in order to get elected.
I know this because for a long time I believed those lies, so I'm here to set the record straight.
Mitch McConnell got booed by the convention, which is a great sign that the American people, or the Republicans at least, are tired of these lifelong politicians. He was elected to the Senate in 1984, 40 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boom. Madam Chairman.
I'm tired. Get out of here.
Madam Chairman, the Commonwealth of Kentucky proudly cast 46 votes for the next president, Donald J. Trump.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Now, this is the last time we ever want to hear from you ever again. Earlier in the evening, Donald Trump Jr. owned this clown from MSNBC, or as he called them, MSDNC.
What is that change going to look like, Don? What, practically, your father as president, I think you would even say, was a divisive figure. What's it going to look like in the second term?
I don't think he was a divisive figure at all. I think the media created divisiveness around him. They lied about Russia collusion. They said he was a traitor. They went after him in every which way possible. If the media actually starts being an honest broker, talking about the things that he did, the prosperity he brought, the peace deals that he signed around the world, rather than the disaster that we're living right now, I think you'd do everyone in the country a big favor.
I know immigration's important to him. I covered the family separation crisis closely. Will we continue to see policies like separating 5,000 children deliberately from their parents?
You mean the Obama administration?
You know they didn't do that, sir.
Okay. Sure.
Will there be a second family separation policy?
It's MSDNC, so I expect nothing less from you clowns. Even today, even 48 hours later, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait with your lies and with your nonsense. So just get out of here.
MSDNC was upset that there were some great speeches last night, like these.
And then the RNC started tonight, and I just want to share a bit of the comments from some of the featured speakers. Watch this.
Yes, looking forward to it.
They promised peace,
and brought war. They promised normalcy and gave us Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday.
Today's Democrat Party is not the party of our parents and grandparents. That party cared about workers and people struggling to get by. Now they are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage.
Meanwhile, Joy Reid, the angry black woman over at MSNBC, who is in Milwaukee reporting at the convention, is upset that she's going to have to tone down her rhetoric a little bit after the lies from the liberal media and their insane Operation Mockingbird information warfare against Donald Trump nearly got him killed.
Universal kind of reaction that I'm getting, whether it's civilians or, you know, professionals, is really a deep concern and lack of confidence in not us at this table or us at MSNBC, but us as the media writ large.
Oh, no. You at this table, you on this network, you especially.
And a fear that what's going to happen now is that the Republican Party will do what they do. They're in the middle of a campaign. They're, you know, the convention started today. But the media will acquiesce to trying to convince people that the things they've been experiencing for the last, you know, 5-6 years didn't happen. That the greatest purveyor and promoter of political violence really
is probably you, actually.
You know, since anyone can remember, since George Wallace, I think, you know, that we just haven't experienced that kind of open, you know, sort of citing or sort of incitement of violence.
Of course, she is projecting. She is talking about Donald Trump, the Republicans, and us.
Sort of luxuriating in the idea of violence. It's just not something we're used to anymore in American politics. And then we had to get used to that being a thing. And people are concerned and expressing concern that we won't be the guardians of memory. And that
even Rachel Maddow can't even believe the gaslighting that's coming out of Joy's mouth.
And that we will allow Donald Trump, as he is, you know, bathed in the glory and grandeur of his party, to rewrite himself as both a hero and a victim.
This may be the most deranged person to ever have a television show on a major network ever. And what she's concerned about, of course, is that the media so far has toned down a little bit of their rhetoric or trying to make their audience forget that they have incited violence against numerous Republicans and Steve Scalise, now President Trump. And so now they're even gun shy, no pun intended, to use basic political analogies like this.
He has said many, many times, after having been questioned many times about this, that he's not stepping down and he's going to be the nominee. So at some point, Democrats have to decide that they want to try to win this election and turn their fire on Donald Trump. I think there is, I shouldn't have said turn their fire. I apologize. That was not the phrase that I meant. They need to turn their focus on Donald Trump.
That's someone who has a guilty conscience. That's someone now who has developed a complex because using political analogies involving fighting and battles have been standard since the beginning of time. Calling Donald Trump the reincarnation of Hitler, however, is not just idiotic and insane. It's incendiary and inflammatory. And language that you would usually only hear some angry drunk guy in a bar using while he was venting to his friends, not supposed professionals on brand name news networks who up until recently would never use such idiotic and dangerous language. And yesterday, MSNBC pulled their flagship morning show, Morning Joe, hosted by Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, his wife, because the network was concerned that them or their panelists were going to say something stupid, which they usually do, but in the wake of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, which that network largely incited, that show particularly largely incited, the network was afraid that they were going to say something stupid again, and so they gave them a little cooling off period and didn't allow them on air yesterday. A person familiar with the matter told CNN that the decision was made to avoid a scenario in which one of the show's stable of 24 plus guests might make an inappropriate comment on live television that could be used to assail the program and the network as a whole. Given the breaking news nature of the story, the person said it made more sense to continue airing rolling breaking news coverage in the fraught political moment. So this may mean that there will be less psychotic outbursts from Joe Scarborough like this.
Hey, listen, if they voted for Trump in 16, whatever. They voted for Trump in 20, they knew exactly what they were doing. If they vote for Donald Trump in 2024, they're knowingly voting for a fascist. They're voting for a racist. They're voting for somebody that wants to put this country 200 years in the back.
Well, since you mentioned it, I would like Donald Trump to push us back 248 years, to be exact. And now they're not only upset that Donald Trump is still alive, but the Teflon Don is more popular than ever.
I mean, it's almost as if Donald Luck has this lucky rabbit's foot in his
you
pocket.
You called him Donald Luck.
Did I say Donald Luck? I mean, I did. I mean, it is Donald Luck, right? I mean, if you look at all of his wins, everything that has happened, even the assassination attempt on Saturday, like, he has been able to, like, gain strength from this. And I do think that, again, this is another huge loss for Democrats right now because, you know, they're looking for Donald Trump to be taken out, whether it's through the judicial system or whether it's through the ballot box, you know.
Oh, they didn't want to risk the ballot box, so obviously they resorted to other measures, which thankfully failed, which not only gave us this iconic photo, perhaps the most iconic in all of American history. And yes, I am working on a new shirt. Please have a little bit of patience. It's got to be done right. You know, I don't like to rush things, but it is in the works. So stay tuned for that. Not only the most iconic photo, really, in American history, but also countless new fantastic memes.
Many men, like all the men, wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. The president is what I'm destined to be, but Democrats trying to take my life away.
And thank God that they missed. And you can save 20% off any of my shirts this week by using the promo code YOUMISSED at the checkout. So order your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, your Teflon Don shirt, the MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now, most available in a tank top as well for the summer. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.